This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scores.broadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, a late good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman. We are here at Cedarville University. Marvelous weather, an excellent facility, and a very good Division VII regional championship game, we hope, in store for you here on ScoresBroadcast.com as Newton meets Delphus St. John's. Newton Indians, who conquered Rushi yesterday by a score of 5-1, are now 23-4 on the year, having defeated Catholic Central, Jackson Center, Fayetteville Perry, and the Rushi Raiders in the tournament. 22-24 wins, 19-20 for Newton, 23-4 on the campaign, as I said. Delphus St. John's, 18-7, having downed Lima Temple Christian so far in tournament play, along with the Sycamore Mohawk, Delphus Jefferson, a team that the Blue Jays defeated 2. This Delphus St. John's team finished a game back of Coldwater in the Midwest Athletic Conference race. Delphus beat Coldwater, by the way, in the regular season. Very tough Midwest Athletic Conference. Six teams from the MAC advanced to the regional tournament. An update for you, Marion Local was beaten by Seneca East earlier today. Final score 6-4. That game played up at Hamler Patrick Henry. Should be an outstanding game. High sky. It's bright blue. No puffy clouds. Very little wind. Excellent playing conditions here at an outstanding educational institution, Cedarville University. And this is one heck of a fine complex at which to play the regional championship between these two very good teams, Newton and Delphus St. John's. Two right-handers on the hill here today. The number two men for both clubs pitching, you'll recognize the last name, Elwer. It is Andrew Elwer on the bump for Delta St. John's, a brother of Cam Elwer, who went the route yesterday as Delta St. John's defeated Fort Loramie by a score of 8-1. And the number two man for Newton, Cole Alexander, who was outstanding in the district championship win over Fayetteville Perry. The junior is on the hill for the Newton Indians. Should be a well-pitched game. 3-4 runs may be all the winning team needs. As we've seen in district play and regional play already, pitching and defense mean so much at this stage in the tournament. We'll return in just a few minutes to talk more about Newton and Delta St. John's. We'll check out the starting lineups when we come back here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
once again, welcome back here to Cedarville University. Splendid day for this regional championship game between Delta St. John's and Newton. Should be a fine contest, that is for sure. Here is what is at stake. The winner advances on to a state semifinal 1 week from Friday at Canton's Thurman Munson Stadium at 10 a.m. against the winner of tomorrow's D7 regional championship between Tiff and Calvert, number one ranked team in the state in D7, and Kidron Central. Tiff and Calvert won yesterday by a score of 16-5. Kidron won a close game over Medina Christian 4-3. Those two teams, Kidron and Tiffin, play tomorrow, not today. Advantage for today's winner here at Cedarville, which can essentially go scout that game up at Oberlin tomorrow. The winner of Kidron Central and Tiffin Calvert tomorrow meets the winner of this game between Newton and Delta St. John's 1 week from Friday, 10 a.m. in the morning at Canton's Thurman Munson Stadium. And Brandon, we are set for a great game here today. Should be a fine contest, especially if these two number two pitchers, and I say number two, they're 1B.
Yeah.
They're not number two. They're both very formidable on the mound. If they give good efforts, have fine command, throw first pitch strikes, get solid defensive play behind them, we're looking to a 4-3, 3-2 ball game.
Yeah, and always with that number two, it's kind of like I said in one of the post games yesterday, is that number two gets a lot more pressure on them in tournament. You know, that one that usually tosses the semifinal, and that two has got to deliver the championship.
Yep.
So I think it's managing nerves, especially early on. If something happens, you know, you have a 2-3 spot put up by one of these teams in the first inning or two, that's going to be key, is controlling the nerves. You know, this has kind of been the year of the Yelwer, so to speak, you know, in 2026 with Delphus, with the dominant basketball run. Now they're in the regional final in baseball. Does that continue today? Andrew was really good in his last outing a couple days ago. He had a heck of a game yesterday. From the offensive perspective, he scored 3 of the 8 runs for the Blue Jays yesterday. And for Newton, it's, you know, can Cole Alexander respond with a similar type performance that he had with Fayetteville Perry? I said in the post game yesterday, you know, if Newton wins, it's got to, I think, be a 2-1 ball game, because the top three in their order carries probably 90% of that offense here. They've got to try to get more production 1 through 9 like Delphus did yesterday.
You have assisted at the high school coaching level. What's it like playing two games in a row in the regional? Good prep for the state Final Four, when very often you have to play two to win the state tournament. Both teams on a high after winning yesterday. Arushi, Fort Loramie, two quality Shelby County athletic programs, which are here knocking on the state Final Four door every single season, bumped out by these two clubs. What's the message since the conclusion of yesterday's game and the start of today's game from head coach Jordan Kopp Newton and head coach Jerry Jackson, Delta St. John's?
I think it's just, you know, you can't get too high. You can't get too low or anything like that. And obviously none of these guys are off lows off their win yesterday. But it's at that focus that you got to win two games. You know, you don't come here to win one game. That's the thing. You know, nobody's showing up just to be a regional runner-up. Nobody's coming in with the intention this week and saying, hey, I'm wanting to be regional runner-up. No, you want to be regional champions. You want to advance to Akron and Canton next weekend. Mm-hmm. So that's got to be the mindset here. You got to come in. And when you play back-to-back like this, you don't have much time to turn around. You go home, and a lot of these guys, they drive home, they go right to bed, and they wake up, and they're ready for the game. You know, so really there's not much downtime there. As a coach, I know, from a coach's perspective, I know it's kind of tiring, because now you're thinking, okay, well, what lineup do we do? Do we, you know, did you play the first game yesterday? Did you play the second game? Did you scout? You know, if you lose, you're scouting, you know, goes all out the window. But, you know, you sit there and scout beforehand and go, okay, this is what I saw. You're talking to other coaches. You're reaching out to them. Hey, what did you see out of X pitcher and everything like that? Which is the advantage of kind of, you know, looking ahead and scouting ahead, too, in the district finals, because usually you see the team that throws their ace in the district semis and the regional semis. If you go out and scout a district final and you play someone in a regional final, you're going to probably see who you pitched against. But a lot of it's a guessing game, too. You know, what's the tendencies, you know, of each team? So sometimes it's a guessing game, and that's the hard part of it, especially just where these two teams have played. Delphus plays so much up north, you know, compared
compared to Newton playing everything pretty much down south.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the other interesting thing here. If it was Newton Larmy or Newton Rushi, I think you would be really more familiar with each other. But I think it's going to be a lot of unknowns. So it's interesting from a coach's perspective. Who did Jerry Jackson talk to? Who did Jordan Kopp talk to, you know, to get information besides the game you saw yesterday? Because you're not seeing Austin Tippy pitch. You're not seeing Cam Elwer pitch. It'll be very, very interesting. But stick to the core principles that each team did to get to this point.
And what impressed me about both clubs offensively, defensively, yesterday, Newton, Delta St. John's team speed.
Absolutely.
Both teams extremely athletic. Yeah. Quick, fast, on their feet. They'll take the extra base, and they'll steal a base, too.
Yeah, and the thing we saw with Delphus yesterday, too, is we saw that they stretched those shots down the line from singles into doubles,
mm-hmm.
and that played a huge kind of role. You know, just stuff you don't see really on a stat chart. You see it as a hit, you know, a double instead of a single, but just things that affect the game, you know, just being disruptive. The one time they did run yesterday, Dylan Meyer threw out, I forget who it was from St. John's, so we didn't really see a whole lot of, you know, the steel game. We saw a couple from Newton yesterday. But it'll be very interesting because Fitro from Delphus controlled the plate very well. He threw out a Larmy runner. So it's going to be very interesting to see the team speed. Expect a lot of bunting, I think, from Newton once you get outside that top three of, you know, Kofer and Tippy and Alexander. You know, once you get towards the end of that order, Newton's really going to play into that bunt game.
Speaking of team speed, I've been watching the quickness of this little robotic tractor lining the field. It's about 3 feet long, 2 feet high. It's got a mind of its own. But it is right down the line between home plate and first base. And here it comes back to home. It's running the wrong way. It's supposed to hit the bag and go beyond and turn the corner, advance to second on the overthrow.
Yeah, it's really interesting talking to some of the guys here at Cedarville. I remember seeing this last year, and they talk about how they use it for all their lining. They use it for things like soccer as well. So really, really cool. They use it, I think, maybe even help, I don't know what other sports. They don't have football here, I don't believe, right?
Right.
And, but I know they use it for soccer, so. Yeah, it's really neat here. This is a beautiful facility. It's certainly an upgrade from Princeton.
Umpires have arrived at home plate. Upgrade from the regional semifinal, for which we had three umpires for each game. Today we've got four.
Absolutely, and what's what it needs to be. Three is not a crew that people are very familiar with. They want to do it in a regional semi where they go to three. That's not the way to go. You need to go four or two and make a decision because three-man crews screw up more than two and four-man crews. And when you get this far in tournament, you're pretty much demanding perfection. You only get good umpires at this point. You don't get, I mentioned it yesterday, you don't get bad umpires. You get really good umpires.
Newton plays in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Arcanum, solid club in D5 in the WOAC, was knocked out of tournament play yesterday. And, of course, Delta St. John's participates in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Heading into this week, six teams, that's right, six in the MAC, were still in tournament action. Marion Local was beaten today. Versailles is in action today.
Yes.
At Mason, that's in D5. Fort Recovery is in action today at Newton in D6.
Mm-hmm.
Coldwater is playing up at Elida in D5. And Marion Local was beaten. St. Henry is on the diamond up at Hamler Patrick Henry in another D6 regional semifinal, which is taking place while this one is going on. Here are your starting lineups for today's game. Visiting team, Delta St. John leading off. Second baseman, senior, Tyce McLean, hitting second. Shortstop today, senior, yesterday's pitcher, who went the route, Cam Elwer. Batting third, his brother, pitcher, junior, Andrew Elwer. Then the DH, senior, Maddox Krager. Catcher, senior, Drake Fitro. First baseman, junior, Logan Duncan. Third baseman, junior, Jackson Wiekert. Then hits. Batting eighth, left fielder, a junior, Aiden Swick. And ninth, right fielder, sophomore, Braden Lindemann. As I mentioned earlier, the DH is Maddox Krager. He hits for Braden Klaus. Senior center fielder, 10th man, he does not bat. For the Newton Indians, leadoff batter is the pitcher, junior Cole Alexander. Batting second, senior first baseman Rhett Kofer. Hitting third, senior right fielder Austin Tippy, who pitched to Jim yesterday. He's headed to Thomas More. And he is at 7 long balls, 7 homers this year as Tippy. That ties a school record. He had a walk-off home run in the 7th to beat Botkins 2-1 in the regular season in a game played at the Dayton Dragons Day Air Park. So Tippy bats 3rd. Batting 4th, the catcher, senior Will Bowser. Then Brooks Florey, freshman second baseman. DH, sophomore Will Weber. Then the shortstop, a junior, Brady Plyman, followed by the center fielder, a sophomore, who is Garrison Hughes. Batting 9th, third baseman, senior, Carson Resides. And the left fielder, senior, Evanston Hemphill, does not bat. He is DH'd for by Will Weber. Jordan Kopp, head coach, Newton Indians, 10 years at the helm, approaching 200 victories. Jerry Jackson, a dozen years coaching at Delphi St. John's. Last time that Newton reached the regional was in 1995. They played down at Monroe, got beat 10-0. Hope for better fate here today. Delphi St. John's has had 3 or 4 outstanding clubs under head coach Jerry Jackson. This might very well be his best. If they win today, I think you could say that this is Coach Jackson's best at Delphi in his tenure. Public address is in action at the moment. Rosters and starters will be introduced. We'll return in several minutes with more. It is a gorgeous day here at Cedarville University. Bright sunshine, wind picking up. It's blowing from left to right, from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. Very high sky, left field, left center, center field. Left side of the infield diamond will be sun fields here today. I'm Jack along with Brandon. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie School Districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source.
From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
And welcome back here to Cedarville University. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, first pitch just a moment away. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, key building components, defense and pitching, are so critical. Two outstanding hurlers, the number two men for each squad. Cole Alexander for Newton, 50 innings on the year, 8-0 record, 64 strikeouts, 0.7 ERA. And it's Andrew Elwer on the bump for Delphi St. John's, ERA of 1, 230 batting average against, 29 strikeouts in 35 innings. Key building components, defense and pitching, they open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Tyce McLean, leadoff batter for the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays, swings at the very first pitch and cranks a fly ball to right toward the line. And it's a nice running catch out there by the right fielder, Austin Tippy of Newton. And Brandon, we are off and running. First throw to the plate, batted ball right away out of the chute.
And interesting to see McLean, you know, so jumpy on that ball yesterday. He's 0 for 4 yesterday and now 0 for 5 in this regional. That's what we said the key was for Delphi yesterday. That outside of the top two, you know, McLean and Cam Elwer, they only got on base one time. It was 3-9 that really produced all that Delphi's offense yesterday. So if McLean and Elwer can get going, that's going to be another huge asset for them.
Yep, 1-for-8 at the plate for the top two in the Delphi St. John's batting lineup yesterday. Hitting second after McLean is Cam Elwer, who just fouls a long, lofty ball down the left field line into the bullpen. It's a ball and two strikes, one and two on Cam. 402 to dead away center field here at Cedarville. 12-foot high fence. 383 left center and right center. 8-foot high fence. 330 down the lines. Fence at 8 feet there. Here is the 1-2 delivery by Cole Alexander. Slashed at late by Elwer and drilled foul on the ground past the Delta St. John's first base coach. Plenty of foul territory space, a good 60, 70 feet between third base and the dugout, first base and the dugout, 60 feet or so from home plate to the backstop. Here's a smash hit back to the mound. It ricochets off the pitcher Elwer, or I should say off the pitcher Alexander. Second baseman for Newton makes a nifty play. And here's a snap throw to first, out by an eyelash. Oh, it was bang, bang at first. And retired is Elwer, Cam Elwer, retired. Boy, that ball was really ripped, and I think it caught Cole Alexander on the back of the right foot, Brandon.
Yeah, it did, and that, there's not much better approach you can have right there if you're Cam Elwer, and that's, you know, you talk about catching things like breaks. You need this when you get this late in the tournament. You need things like that to happen where the ball is hit right at the middle. Should be ticketed for a single easily, but you get that little bump right there. And Alexander, nice job after being hit, racing over there to beat Elwer. That was an impressive play there by the junior Cole Alexander.
Alexander took the shot off the leg, and then he made a beeline to first, covered the bag. Outstanding play by him. Had it not clipped him, as Brandon noted, that ball was on into center field for a single. Here is Andrew Elwer stepping in, 324 on the year, junior right-hand pitcher on the bump today. Two down for the Blue Jays in the top of the first. Alexander's 1-1 offering is a good curve down, swinging and a miss, and a strike two. 1-2 on Andrew Elwer, 324 on the season, 23 ribbies. Cam Elwer, who has just retired, was hitting 442 before the out. And here's a strikeout. Ball rolls away from the catcher, Bowser, who whips the throw down to his first baseman. And it's caught by Kofor, out recorded, up and down, Delta St. John's in the top of the first inning, 1-2-3. Blue Jays nothing. Newton coming to bat here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, thank you so much, Locale, which moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983, and since 2006, a sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. In fact, Locale was a founding sponsor back in 06 and 07, an originating partner, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. We owe you so much gratitude. You also heard from Osgood Bank, located in Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, Rushi, Indian Lake, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Quick top of the first for Delta St. John's. That was the Newton's liking. And on the bump, here's Andrew Elwer. And he starts off Cole Alexander, pitcher, leadoff batter for Newton, with two breaking balls in and over. Each one a strike called. Nothing in two. Breaking ball in the dirt, low and away, a ball and two strikes. This is a big park here at Cedarville University. Brandon, I thought outfielders yesterday played four or five steps too deep trying to defend the other team's offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully you learned that, and hopefully that was a discussion that, you know, each team had on their bus ride down here. You know, that's the thing, you get those long bus rides. That's stuff to talk about to your team when you've got that time. That can be bought there a little bit. Elwer, right now at full count, 3-2 after pounding the strike zone on the first two pitches.
Yep, he's kind of stuck on the curve, just threw a couple low and away in the dirt, and it goes full. Pitch to Alexander is down in the zone. Ball pounded to short. Big high bounce. Very good play by Cam Elwer, who stuck the glove up at the last second, spirited, and threw on to his first baseman, Logan Duncan, for the out. Four batters so far in this game, and four outs recorded. Here is Rhett Kofer stepping in now for the Newton Indians, 458 on the year. Alexander, by the way, was hitting at 400. Here is the first pitch to Kofer, who hits from the left side. It is a strike called. Kofer, slightly open stance. Now he takes that right leg and points it a little more toward first base. Elwer misses outside, fastball, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Kofer, who cracked a triple down the right field line in the first inning against Rushi. This time he tops one up the first baseline, foul by about a foot, as Logan Duncan is all over it, the first baseman for the Blue Jays. He snatched it in foul territory. The count is 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Cole Alexander, first batter for Newton, doubled yesterday. That was in the fourth inning. As I mentioned, Kofer tripled and scored in the first. That one's out of the zone wide, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Third baseman even with the bag for Delphus St. John's. Outfield pulled around to the right slightly. Kofer swings and smacks a hard ground ball back through the box into center. It was to the right-hand side of the second baseman of Delphus St. John's, Dice McLean, between him and the second base bag. He had no chance to field that one. It was tattooed off the bat of Kofer, single for him. He's aboard at first. Here's Austin Tippy. I mentioned in the pregame, seven homers for Tippy on the year. 29 ribbies, .390 batting average. He had two hard hit singles yesterday. Swings at the first offering from Elwer and skies it foul over our heads, out of play. Hopefully it missed my car. Located behind the bleachers and the press box, directly behind home plate.
Someone's going to have to hit a 500-foot bomb if they want to reach my car out on, down the left field line. So.
Runner at first, Kofer gets a lead. Throw over by Elwer. No balls, a strike on Tippy, who's got 1 foot out of the batter's box as he checks with head coach Jordan Kopp at third for the sign. No way Tippy is bunting, as he can crank it 425 feet right out of here. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from the Blue Jays catcher. Kofer, a late start to second, but he's in easily as the throw down from the catcher for Delphus St. John's is a little wide of the mark. No chance to get Kofer anyway. He is at second. Wild pitch. Count no balls, two strikes, nothing and two on the hitter, Tippy, who took a wave at that one. And now the first run of the game is in good scoring position out at second base here in the bottom of the first. Nothing, nothing. Here is the Blue Jays pitcher, Andrew Elwer, peering back at second. Tippy, slightly closed stance, pitches down and away, a ball, a waste pitch, 1-2. Outfield very deep in left, not so much in right. Left fielder for the Blue Jays, Aiden Swick, is a good 290 or so from home. Pitch to the plate, curveball, a beauty, swing and a miss by Tippy. He was over the top. That was a breaker. Fine downward vertical bite on that pitch by Elwer of Cedarville. Nice job by Andrew as he snapped it off. And Cade Tippy.
Great pitch there by Elwer. I think now if you're Delphus, you play in. You try to prevent anything that gets through the infield here. If you're this outfield, you don't let anything get hit over your... Well, I mean, if you let something get hit over your head, oh well. You give up the extra base hit. You got to prevent that possible single from scoring that run here.
Slow breaking hook to Will Bowser. In and over. Strike one called. Elwer again deals to the plate. It's on the outside half. Bowser plunks one into short center. It's on the grass. It's in for a hit. Here's a throw to the plate. It's on the money. Kofor's out. Oh, my. Sensational throw from center field. Beautifully done by Braden Klaus. Fine reception down here at home by the catcher, Drake Fittro. He applied the tag to Rhett Kofor, who's got good wheels, but a great jump on the ball in center. Outstanding play out there by the Blue Jays. Braden Klaus, who wasn't too deep, full charge. He came on strong, scooped up that single to center, and he threw a bullet to the plate to nail Kofor, who, as I said, has good speed. But Delphi St. John's did everything right defensively.
Absolutely.
We go to the second inning, no score, out at the plate as the Blue Jays' D prevents a run. Nothing, nothing. We move to the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Here is Maddox Krager stepping in from the left side for Delphi St. John's to start the top of the second. He takes a high curveball, 1-0 count. To recap the bottom of the first, Newton with a two-out single to center. It was dropped in there by Will Bowser with Rhett Kofor at second. He was out at the plate. Great charge in center field by the Blue Jays. Outfielder Klaus, outstanding throw. Ball was received beautifully at home plate by Fittro. He applied the tag, and Kofor was out by a sizable margin, and the Indians are denied a run here in the first. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 now on the hitter for the Blue Jays, Krager. 300 on the season. Curveball bending over. He takes a late swipe at it and pops it to left. Left fielder for the Indians is in a couple three steps, and it's caught by senior Evanston Hemphill, and there's one down for the Blue Jays, who have yet to get a base hit. Here is Fittro stepping in, 242 on the campaign. As I mentioned, Krager, good batting left-hand hitter. Just flied out to left, open stance for Fittro, the catcher. Oftentimes, the player who is taking part in a fine defensive play, Brandon, to close the previous inning, gets a hit right away in the next frame.
Yep.
He's down, no balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Again, the Delphi St. John's rewarded by playing up in the outfield.
Yep, absolutely. and that was the right way to play it. But Fitchrow fanned on three pitches here.
Oh, fastball by Cole Alexander. Some good velocity, fine acceleration. Late swing by Fitchrow. He's out on strikes. Here is Logan Duncan. You have no question about it. You can't get in a position where you try to retreat in the outfield because it's a huge facility. You simply have to walk off the steps from second base and play your normal spot like you do at your home field at the high school.
Yeah, and I don't know how many of those players, you know, 4 through 9, you know, are going to hit the ball over their head, and that's why I think Dolphus played that perfectly right there. You know, it was a nice at-bat by Weber, you know, a single-eye single, and it's the right idea to send him with two outs, but Dolphus just played that to perfection, and hats off to them.
Yep, great assist by Braden Klaus, the center fielder. It's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on junior Logan Duncan, 254 on the year. 6'3 lad, hits from the right side, slightly open stance. Oh, it's a blazer on the inside corner. A good two-seamer, caught the edge of the plate. Umpire rings up the Dolphus batter. Three strikeouts now for Cole Alexander. We go to the bottom of the second. No score. Dolphus St. John's nothing. Newton nothing. Unscores. Broadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
A very good pitching turned in so far by Newton's number two man, Cole Alexander. In fact, he's gotten outs while pitching so far in this game against Andrew Elwer and Maddox Krager, who each had two hits yesterday in Dolphus St. John's 8-1 win over Fort Laramie. He's retired each one so far in this game. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 as we start the bottom of the second inning. No score in this contest. Brooks Florey, second baseman, freshman, 306 batting average, swings, hits a Texas leaguer behind shortstop. Outfield is in, but no way to catch that one. It drops in green space for a base hit. Florey, a pop fly single into left center. Three base knocks so far here for the Newton Indians. And let's see if a bunt is in order from Will Weber. He and Brady Plyman, the next hitter after Weber, the two best bunters on the club.
Yeah, I think this is a situation where you're going to see the bunt right here. You're getting down to that sixth guy in the order there. Nice hit by Florey, the freshman. He had one yesterday against Rushi, so the freshman coming up nice. And if you're a freshman hitting in a five-hole, it's a pretty big compliment considering how good the top of this order is. You got to hit behind him and kind of protect him.
Yep, Florey came in at 310 on the season. Weber's on base percentage, 375. Hits a sharp ground ball to second. McLean on the second hop fields. Flips to Cam Elwer. One out at second base. On to Duncan for two. Double play turned in by the Blue Jays. It goes from 4-6-3. Weber hit it sharply. Nice play by McLean for Dolphus St. John's. 4-6-3. Twin killing. And we've got two down for Newton in the bottom of the second. And here's Brady Plyman. Quickly played game so far. Here's a big curveball outside corner for a strike to Plyman, who swings from the left side. Plyman on base percentage, 390 on the year. straightaway stance in the box. Looks at a bender wide, one and one. A lot of off-speed being delivered by Andrew Elwer here today, much like his brother Cam yesterday against Fort Loramie. Handle hit, pop fly, foul territory, first base side. And the first baseman, Duncan, journeys into green grass, heading toward the warning track and catches over the shoulder. He was stumbling, trying to find it in the high sky, did so, caught it in foul ground. Another good defensive play by the Blue Jays, who've turned in three fine ones already in this game. No score, we've played two. Newton nothing, Delta St. John's nothing. Division 7 regional championship game here at Cedarville University on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office for more info, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. And for more information, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Here is Jackson Weekert, down two strikes to Cole Alexander. He's throwing darts so far in this game for Newton. Weekert, a long double yesterday against Fort Loramie. Here's the pitch by Alexander in on the knuckles, and it's fouled out of play. Nothing and two on Weekert.
Well, the thing with Alexander is where he's placing that breaking ball, it's just at the hard part of the zone to turn on that ball if you're Delphus St. John's. He's making pretty much an unhittable strike.
Weekert reaches out and lofts a short fly ball back edge of the infield. Now the second baseman for Newton, a step or two on the grass in short right center, makes the play. Brooks Florey catches another routine out turned in by the Newton defense. Weekert retired on the pop to second. Here's Aiden Swick, junior, 263 on the campaign. Hits from the right side. Three-quarter swing, fastball, strike one, nothing in one. Alexander, very impressive, threw more than 100 pitches against Fayetteville Perry in the district. Overhand curve, inside edge, strike two.
He's pounding the zone and doing a nice job of it through this first time in the Delphus order. He's not missing the zone at all. He's throwing strikes.
Swick had a single, a triple yesterday against Fort Loramie. He was hot at the plate. Takes the ball here. It's one and two. No score, top of the third. Delphus without a hit yet. Fastball cut on late and missed. Strike three coming up empty. The hitter, Swick, out on strikes. Here's Braden Lindemann, right fielder, a sophomore. Ninth man in the order for the Blue Jays. Lindemann yesterday against Fort Loramie. Doubled, struck out twice. He, too, swings from the right side, outfield straight away. Here's Alexander, big overhand breaker, missed wide for a ball. He has been up a strike on just about every hitter so far in this game. Falls behind here. Second pitch is right down the gut. Looking at it, the hitter, Lindemann, a ball, a strike, 1-1.
That's so huge if you can throw that first pitch for a strike, no matter what level it is. If it's, you know, if it's Pee Wee or if it's the MLB, it simplifies the at bat, and the average batting average just drops noticeably off the table if you can throw that first pitch for a strike, and then you can get into your sequence, you can get into your off-speed stuff with more room to kill, so to speak.
Now the third pitch, a wild one behind the batter's head, 2-1 the count. Alexander fires down the middle, ball swung on, and a towering fly ball behind home plate, behind us, out of play, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Lindemann. Right fielder, close stance. Outfield straight away. Alexander's breaker is timed well. Hammered to left. Left fielder back for Newton. Still going. He's got it. Oh, every bit of 300 feet from home plate. Nice play by the Indians' left fielder, Hemphill. He's made a couple of good ones. Defenses continue to shine. The pitching very good. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It is Newton nothing. Delta St. John's nothing. 9 up, 9 down for the Blue Jays so far here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Here comes Newton to the plate to start the bottom of the third inning. And right away, Andrew Elwark gets ahead of the Indians batter. It's Garrison Hughes, sophomore center fielder. No balls, two strikes. Elwer throws one down the middle, and it's spoiled. Foul to the right side, far into the first base dugout. Good effort by Swick. Oh, he can't make a play. Almost made an outstanding catch as he got to the fence, took a couple steps parallel to it, and the glove just missed the ball near the screen. Count remains. No balls, two strikes. Nothing and two on the hitter for Newton. There's a big bender, loop to left, down the line. It's going to be foul. Left fielder off and running in the bullpen, and he can't catch up to it. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Good effort on the play by Swick in left. I may have mistakenly said that was Swick at first base a moment ago. Good hustle by Krager, who was close to making that catch on the foul pop near the screen. It's Krager at first. I mistakenly said Swick. No ball, two strike pitch. High chop over the pitcher's head. Shortstop Cam Elwer fields. First base side of second and throws him out. Outstanding play by Cam Elwer.
That's a great kind of just being in control of the infield as a shortstop, seeing that ball chop the way it did, and just good footwork and everything there by the shortstop Cam Elwer.
Well, we played two innings plus, almost three, in less than a half an hour. Game is moving along briskly. Here's a curveball strike to Carson Resides, third baseman for Newton, as Elwer starts him off with a breaking ball. Second delivery, bunt attempt, no contact made, strike two. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on the Newton hitter.
And Resides saw the third baseman camping behind there. He still might bunt 0-2. I would not necessarily be back as far as Delphus is.
Oh, there's a fastball outside corner. Yes, strike three looking. The pitchers are on. Make no mistake. We said in the pregame it could be a low-scoring contest, 4-3, 3-2. And that's the direction we are headed, back to the top of the order. And Cole Alexander, the Newton pitcher, who grounded out to Cam Elwer at short to start the game at the plate for Newton.
Now it's big, these top of the orders. How do they respond the second time around? And Elwer did not get a call there. That was a strike right on the corner.
Andrew Elwer's fastball just missed the edge, much to the chagrin of the Delphus crowd. That curveball in and over for a strike. Boy, these two pitchers have mastered the breaking ball so far in this game. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Alexander. That's a little up, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike on Cole. He has got 26 ribbies on the year. Curveball looks good. It floats in and over. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Both pitchers keeping hitters off balance extremely well. Here's the windup. Pitch to the plate. Just missed low and away, and it goes full on Cole Alexander. Two out here in the bottom of the third. No score in this Division 7 regional championship game. Curveball is hit high in the air, foul toward the screen behind home, and it's out of play. No chance to make the catch. Catcher for Delphus St. John's, Drake Fitro, gave it a good college try, went to the screen, but it was off the field of play. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Long look in by Andrew Elwer. Now he steps off the back edge of the rubber.
You know, I feel like he can get this out and kind of break up the three of Alexander, Kofer, and Tippy. It'd be a lot of confidence going into the next inning if you're Delphus.
Here's a curveball in, late swing, and it's sprayed foul down the right field line, hits the tarpaulin, and the count remains 3-2. Good battle here between Andrew Elwer, the pitcher on the bump for Delphus St. John's, and the leadoff batter Cole Alexander, pitcher today for Newton. Outfield very deep in left. Left side of the infield is back. 3-2 pitch missed clearly, low and away. Alexander is aboard with a base on balls. He's got 17 steals on the year. Here is Rhett Kofer, who singled in the first for Newton. And then he was caught at the plate on a great throw from center field. Beautifully done. Braden Klaus threw to Fitro at home to nail Kofer, trying to score from second in a single. Here's the ball hit off the barrel into short right center field. It's high enough for the center fielder for Delphus St. John's to come in to the first base side of second base in short right center and make the play easily. Speaking of Klaus, he catches it. Inning over for Newton. We head to the fourth, still 0-0. Blue Jays nothing, Indians nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
It is back to the top of the order for Delta St. John's. Beginning of the fourth inning, here's Tyce McLean, the number one hitter. Nine up, nine down for the Blue Jays. He spanks a hard ground ball deep in the hole between third and short. Backhanded play by Newton. The throw is way late. Boy, McLean can fly. He beat it easily. Ball was tagged, but it was hit to deep in the hole at short. Fine play by the shortstop for the Newton Indians, Brady Plyman, range far to his right, but couldn't get McLean. He's aboard. First hit in this game for Delta St. John's. Let's see if some kind of a play is in order here. The ball gets away from the catcher on the first pitch to Cam Elwer. Good recovery by Bowser, and McLean holds it first. No score, top of the fourth inning. Division 7 regional championship here at Cedarville University. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman on scores, broadcast.com. High and away, 2-0. Well, this is the first time in this game that the pitcher, Cole Alexander, has felt a little pressure. It's tense. Runner on first. He's behind in the count to the hard-hitting Cam Elwer. And a threat to steal for sure is Tyce McLean.
If you want to win games in the regionals, you got to face pressure. You got to get big outs with guys on base here. It's not just 1-2-3 every inning. Let's see if Alexander can bear down.
Hemphill is very deep and left. 3-0 the count. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0. Slight breeze blowing from left to right here at Cedarville. High sky, bright blue overhead, no clouds. Here is the check at first. The pitch by Alexander right down the middle. 3-1. Three balls, a strike to Cam Elwer.
I don't think Coach Jackson's going to give the green light yet. If there's another strike, then possibly I think he does.
Here is the 3-1 pitch. It is down in the zone and sliced foul out of play to the right.
Now I think this is the opportunity you do it. A 3-2 situation here, heart of your order. You know, Elwer put the ball on the ground last time. You know, I think this is an opportunity here where you risk it.
Action pitch upcoming. Alexander's got to throw a strike. 3-2. Runner at first, McLean. There he goes. The pitch is rifled hard to right field. Right fielder hustling toward the line. Oh, it's a great running catch. No, it's off the glove of the Indians right fielder. Here's McLean to second, to third. He's headed home. Elwer dashes into third with a triple. Indians right fielder made a valiant effort. It was Austin Tippy. Couldn't tell. I was looking through the corner of the backstop, the screen, Brandon. Not sure if Tippy got a mitt on the ball or not. Nonetheless, it's a three-bagger for Elwer. Wow. A big 3-2 pitch struck hard into the right field corner. And Delta St. John's hitless, 9-up, 9-down after three innings. Strikes with a single and a triple from the top of the order to lead 1-0 here in the fourth. No one out. High curve ball to Andrew Elwer. 1-0 on him. 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. And how about the top of the order for Delphus, which went 1-for-8 yesterday. Two big hits here in this inning. And Andrew Elwer barrels one up. Long drive, deep center, left center, rolling on the warning track against the left field fence.
400 feet from home plate, scooting around second and rumbling into third is Andrew Elwer. The Blue Jays have hammered back-to-back triples here in the fourth inning to take a 2-0 lead. All of a sudden, Cole Alexander has grooved a few, and Delpha St. John's at the plate has made the Newton pitcher pay, Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't understand right there the play, the center fielder there for Newton came in, and then he went back. As soon as he went in, I knew that was a triple. And then to kind of go back on the side of Cam Elwer's hit, good effort there by Tippett. That's a low liner. You're trying to stick your glove out and get that. That's a tight ball. Give that a triple there. And the Elwer brothers, I said it, it's the year of the Elwer, and they muscle, and Tyce McClain makes it a 2-0 ball game. McClain, if Tippy catches that ball, high chance McClain gets wiped out at first base. That's a play Newton made yesterday that they didn't make here today.
So Tyce McClain, by way of recap, singles to start the fourth for Delpha St. John's. He gets the first base hit for the Blue Jays, and then back-to-back triples from Cam and Andrew Elwer. And here's Maddox Krager, senior DH, looks at a ball outside. Cole Alexander was rolling along, and all of a sudden, Delpha St. John's got clued in at the plate and started to pound. No balls, a strike, a shank, foul on the ground to the right. Nothing in two on Krager. Delpha St. John's has great speed, but even without superb speed, those two hits, the last couple, would have been three-baggers. And the Elwers blistered the ball. Here's a swing and a miss by Krager. Good comeback by Cole Alexander to get Krager on three pitches out on strikes. Here's Drake Fittro. Delphus does not want to leave that third run out of third base.
Yeah, and in this situation, you could see a squeeze. Mm-hmm. You know, Newton playing. I'm surprised they're not playing in all around. I mean, the third baseman's playing in on the edge, but this is a situation you can't get down three runs if you're Newton. It's hard enough being down two runs in this situation. I'm surprised infield's not playing in.
I'm surprised that the first baseman's not up. Third baseman's in the grass. First baseman, a good 10, 12 feet behind the bag. He's playing very deep. If the ball gets down in the green to the left of home plate, certainly to the right, 25 feet from home, it's going to be a fine safety squeeze. Here is Fittro cutting and fouling out of play behind home. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Drake Fittro.
Well, Jack, with that infield playing back, if you just push that ball up, that's a pretty easy squeeze play right there. They're pretty much giving it to them. All you got to do is execute and push the ball past the pitcher.
Yep, you can get the safety squeeze here if you put it on the ground. And when it hits the green, the runner scurries on home. There it is. It is a safety. Bunted at and missed. Yeah. Count 1-2 on Fittro. Yeah.
I still don't get the point of not playing in. They should be in on the grass at this point until there's two outs.
Third baseman for Newton is playing up a little bit. That's resides. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on the Delphus hitter. He's swinging on the 1-2 pitch and taps it foul to the left. It's still a ball, two strikes, 1-2. Runner at third for Delpha St. John's. Two runs in. We are in the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 Delphus. Single, triple, triple strikeout in the fourth for the Blue Jays. Alexander out of the stretch. A ball, two strikes. Pitches to Fittro. Pitches outside. It is bumped in the air, foul over the dugout, first base side. Well, I'm sure that with two strikes and after a couple of swings, head coach Jerry Jackson has brushed aside the safety squeeze. It was in play there on one pitch for sure. Third baseman resides, still even with the bag. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch. It's in the dirt. Fittro looked it over closely, took it. Ball two, strike two.
Fittro's got to force something to the right side here. Alexander's throwing him all out here. You know, even a ground ball to second base, with, like you said, with them playing back, is going to be a perfect way to still score a run.
Yeah, second baseman for Newton is almost in short right field. There's a bouncing ball to third, foul.
I say he's hitting everything to the right side, and now he hits one to the left side.
So it's two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Fittro, shortstop at normal depth. So any kind of a ground ball except right at the third baseman is going to score the runner from third.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure that in the regional title game, down 2-0, you can afford to give away a third run.
That's nothing you'd even do on a game two of a Saturday doubleheader.
Here's the pitch to Fittro. High curve ball above his head. Good at bat for him. Count is full. 3-2. Runner at third for Delta St. John's. One down. Top of the fourth. Two runs in. 3-2 pitch here from Cole Alexander. Bat waved over the plate. Ball hit off the fist. Back to the pitcher in the air. Caught by Alexander. Runner at third. Gets back. No throw. So Newton catches a break and gets a ball in the infield off the bat of Fittro, but it's in the air, not hit solidly, and it results in a ball hit off the knuckles about 6-7 feet off the ground, right back to the pitcher, Alexander. That's an out, big play. Lead remains 2-0, runner at third, two down. Here's Logan Duncan. He steps in. Pitch is a strike. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Duncan. Here is Cole Alexander looking at his runner at third. Now back to the plate. Fires, high fastball, swung on and missed, but Duncan. I apologize, I think I've erred twice in not referring properly to the Marion local first baseman as Logan Duncan. Previously in this game, my mistake. No balls, two strikes on Logan. Pitch by Alexander. Curveball inside corner at the knees. Yes. Tough pitch. Very good one by Alexander. As Duncan backed away, took it. He's out on strikes. So the Blue Jays, with one out, leave a runner at third, but do take the lead 2-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It is Delta St. John's up on Newton. 2-0 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
We head to the bottom of the fourth here on scorersbroadcast.com with Delta St. John's leading Newton by a score of 2-0. The count of ball, two strikes on Austin Tippy, who just took a big breaker on the outside corner. Pitcher got the call. Good frame job behind the plate by Fittro. That pitch bounces, and it's 2-2 on Tippy. Last out in the third inning by Newton was made by Kofer. There was a walk with two down, Alexander got aboard, so Tippy is the leadoff hitter. Uh-oh, he is buckling at the plate on a curveball from Andrew Elwer that is right down the heart. Oh, what a hook thrown by Elwer. And there is one away here for Newton in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here comes Will Bowser to the plate. He singled back in the first. It was his base hit that resulted in the out at the plate on the great throw from center. Well done in that inning. The throw by Klaus to the plate to Fittrow. Nailed Kofer. Bowser singled back in the first, and that was the last batter in the first inning. He fouls here out of play to the right against Andrew Elwer. Fastball just missed wide. Fittrow set up out there. It's a ball to strike 1-1 on the hitter for Newton, which is down two. Each team now with three hits. Delta St. John's didn't get a hit through the first three. Nine up, nine down. And then the Blue Jays explode, single, triple, triple. Curveball strike, 1-2 on the Newton batter. Just missed a couple inches off the outside corner, and it's 2-2 on Bowser. Newton needs a base runner. Outfield straight away for Will, third baseman. Well back for the Blue Jays. That pitch clearly low and outside, and it's gone full, 3-2.
That pitch that Elwer threw to Tippy to strike him out, that's Elwer's best pitch of the day. It was a little changeup there from my angle. And that thing just dropped.
Here's the 3-2 delivery. It's a bender. Bowser goes down, swinging, tries to dig it from below the knees. Can't make contact. He's out. He took a whack at it. Good vertical bite on that curveball by Andrew Elwer. Two strikeouts in a row. Here for Elwer, he's had three strikeouts now in the last inning and two-thirds. He's starting to feel it. Strike one called, knee-high, outside corner. Brooks Flory steps in. He singled to start the second for the Indians. He was erased on a 4-6-3 double play. Flory takes strike two. Oh, you talk about humming the P for strikes right now. Elwer is on target.
Elwer's right at about 55 pitches, Jack.
Fittrow hangs the sign. Elwer again. Little upstairs. The ball at two strikes. Again, fine plate work here today. Excellent home plate umpiring yesterday for the two games. Same here today. A comfortable, generous strike zone, which has been consistent. Flory swings and cracks a line drive. Single to center. Right past the outstretched glove of the pitcher, Elwer. And aboard at first base is Flory, the freshman, as the ninth grader goes 2-for-2 here for Newton this afternoon.
I say he's got three hits in this regional, so I've been impressed with the freshman. And like I said earlier, last time I was up, it's huge to have some protection there behind the top big three, so to speak, of this Newton order.
Weber looks at a breaking ball, strike outside black, nothing in one on Weber. Two down for Newton here in the bottom of the fourth. Blue Jays lead it 2-0, having scored two in the top of this inning. Elwer stretching, comes plateward. Curveball down, well done at the plate, trapped nicely by Fittrow. First baseman Duncan holding on the runner. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Nice hole between first and second. Center fielder playing a little in left center. Bouncing ball past the pitcher, rolling toward the second baseman. Nice charge by McLean. Flips on to Duncan. Out, recorded at first base. Newton's gone here in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Delta St. John's leads Newton 2-0 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro, and at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Delta St. John's comes calling as we start the fifth inning. 2-0 lead Blue Jays. In the box, Jackson Wiekert looks at a couple strikes from Alexander to start the frame. Then a late cut by Wiekert, looping liner, right field line, beyond first, foul by about 4 or 5 feet. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2 on Wiekert. He was out on a pop out to the second baseman, his first at bat. These Blue Jays were stopped cold, 9 up, 9 down through the first 3. And then starting the fourth inning, single, triple, triple, 2 runs in. That's where we stand, 2-0 on the bump. Andrew Elwer for the Blue Jays has sparkled. 4 hits for Newton, 3 hits for Delta St. John's, which lumped their hits together, back to back to back. Swing and a miss by Wiekert. Good breaking pitch by Cole Alexander, and there is one down for the Blue Jays in the top of the fifth inning. Here's Aiden Swick stepping in, junior left fielder. Swick at the plate, 2 straight strikeouts for Cole Alexander, who K'd 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, got 2 in the fourth when he gave up 3, another strikeout here. No balls and a strike on the batter, Swick, who looks at a breaking pitch just above the letters, and it's a 1-1 count. Outfield deep, in left for Swick. Third baseman creeping up. It resides for Newton. Strike at the knees on the inside corner. 1-2, a ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 on Swick. 263 by way of average on the year. There's a big curve, and the ball is lofted. Towering fly ball, center field. It's going to be easy for Garrison Hughes. He moved 3-4 steps to his right and hauled it in. 2 down here for Newton.
Right fielder, number 4.
Or I should say for Delta St. John's in the top of the fifth inning. And here is Braden Lindemann, sophomore right fielder who flew out to left back in the third. Right fielder shading the line a little bit for Newton. Third baseman for the Indians creeps up. Curveball strike. Nothing and one. So often in this game, Brandon, these two pitchers have been throwing a little bit backwards, getting ahead of the count with a breaking pitch.
Yeah, but they're throwing it for strikes, and that's the important thing. And looking at the pitch count, I mean, they're both come in with 60 and 61 pitches, did Alexander and Elwer, into this inning. So they matched each other pitch for pitch. Alexander obviously got a little bit roughed up that last inning, but he only had 34 pitches through 3 innings. Can't ask for anything better than that. But then that inning where Delphus got their pair of runs, he threw 26 pitches.
1-1 pitch was high. 1-2 pitch fouled off. or I should say the 2-1 pitch fouled off back our way. So it's 2-2, two balls, two strikes on Lindemann for Delphi St. John's with two down here in the inning. Here's a ball top to short, two bouncer. Shortstop Plyman running in hard, fields on the go, throws to first for the out. Nicely done. Plyman for Newton makes the play. Good job, Brady Plyman, who hustled a throw onto the first baseman, Kofer. And we have now played 4.5. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Delphi St. John's leads Newton by a 2-0 count here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Well, second pitch hitting, Brady Plyman turns on an inside curveball and shoots a line drive base hit between first and second. It's a single. Plyman aboard for Newton to start the bottom of the fifth inning. Plyman had been out earlier in this game on a pop-out to the first baseman, Duncan, for the Blue Jays. Runner at first for Newton. Tying run at the plate, and the order turns. We are back at the top. My mistake, we're down in the order. Here's Garrison Hughes, who's the eight man, followed by Carson Resides. Plyman at first. One ball, one strike count on Hughes, who grounded out short to first his initial at bat. Fittro sets up on the outside corner. Curveball right there, 1-2 count. Boy, fine control, great command from both pitchers regarding the curveball in this game. And let's see what Andrew Elward delivers here. 1-2 count. Infield double play depth, low and away a ball, 2-2.
I think you go, if you're Elward, you just go attack. You hope for that ground ball, and hopefully you get McLean and Elward working something together here up the middle.
Cam Elward, medium depth at shortstop. Third baseman, Weikert, even with the bag. There's a ball blooped in the air to the third base side of the mound. It's Andrew Elwer who tries to catch it, dropped it. Man on first, held, makes a late start to second. No throw to get the batter runner, but there is a force out in order down at second. And the end result, an out. Runner still at first. That was a screwy-looking play, as Andrew Elwer came off the bump to try to catch that ball off the bat of Garrison Hughes of Newton. It was hit in the air off the knuckles about a third of the way toward third base, down from the pitching mound. Elwer got to it in time, but I think he was trying to catch it and maybe double up the runner at first.
Yeah.
At the same time, took his eyes off it, dropped it. The ball rolled to the foul stripe, but he alertly through to second, as infielders made him aware of the fact the force out was still in order. The count here is a ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Resides, who squared to bunt, took it, strike called, and it's 1-1.
And with Plyman there on first, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, you just shake your head, and there's just nothing you could do as a runner on first.
And it turns into a force play, 1-4. Here's Resides on a 1-1 count, bunting foul toward the Blue Jays dugout. It's 1-2.
He might bunt again on strike two. And I wouldn't be shocked. He's been in this lineup a couple of years, and I've seen him bunt with two strikes. It's not uncommon for him.
Situation is this. 2-0 lead for Delta St. John's. Newton batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Runner on first, one out. Tying run at the plate. Fittro sets up on the outside corner. Elworth throws it there. It's bunted foul by about 6 inches, 10 feet up the first baseline. And that goes down as a strikeout.
Hey, called that one too.
Yep. Well, Newton took a chance. Gambling tried to bunt on two strikes. Failed to get it in the field of play. And the runner remains at first, two down. Here's Cole Alexander, who's walked and grounded to short. He's got a strong bat. 26 ribbies on the year, 400-plus batting average. Tying run is at the plate. Curveball, a big hook over the outside half for a strike. Both pitchers have had great control of the breaking ball. Fine command of the curve in this game. Throw to first, runner back. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Alexander. Here is what is at stake. The winner of this game moves on to the state final four at Canton next Friday at 10 o'clock against either Tiffin Calvert or Kidron Central. Strike called, and it's nothing in two. Alexander looked at it. It was not a high velocity pitch, but it was on the outside third of the plate. Nothing in two, two out. Andrew Elwer looks at first. He stretches. Here he comes home. Breaking ball in the dirt. Late break for the runner. In easily, standing up at second.
I kind of just let him go. That was a nice break there by Hughes to get to second base. It's a good read.
A ball, two strikes, 1-2 in Alexander. Again, that Northeast Regional Final is tomorrow. They played the semis yesterday, not playing today. It's up at Oberlin. And the game is set for 2 o'clock tomorrow between Kidron Central and Tiffin Calvert. The team ranked number one in D7 all year, Tiffin. There's a high fastball missed by an inch or two, no more. The crowd below us from Delta St. John's called it strike three. Umpire said, uh-uh.
That's why they call it borderline, right?
Two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner at second, 2-0 lead. Delta St. John's, bottom of the fifth. Pitch upcoming here to Cole Alexander. Straight away in the box. He asked for time.
Good move. Good move by Alexander. Try to keep the pressure on Elwer here.
Left fielder, Swick, mighty deep for the Blue Jays. No wind whatsoever at the moment. Curveball looks good. It is strike three. What a hook. A big bender. Froze the batter, Alexander. He didn't pull the trigger. Should have tried to fight that one off and spoil it foul. Oh, what a pitch at clutch time by Andrew Elwer of Delta St. John, striking out Cole Alexander with a runner at second. We go to the sixth, 2-0 Blue Jays over the Indians on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Delta St. John's batting here in the top of the sixth, up by a 2-0 count. Two runs, three hits, no errors. Blue Jays, no runs, five hits, no errors. Indians, first hitter, Delta St. John's. Hammers a hard line drive right field. Newton, Indians right fielder, coming in and has to leap and make the catch. Well done out there by Austin Tippy. He used every bit of that 6'4" frame to spear that liner. He came in and over. Should have gone just directly to his right. It might have been an easier play, but he still completed the catch. Ball was struck hard off the bat of the Blue Jays, McLean. Next hitter, Cam Elwer. First pitch, hard ground ball, single through the hole, left side of the diamond. McLean retired on the shot to right. Base hit for Cam Elwer, a triple and a single in this game. And the Blue Jays have an insurance run down at first.
Yeah, and this is the make-or-break inning, because the top of each order is coming up through here for the third time. But especially for Newton, you got to be able to get out of this with a goose egg, and you're in the heart of your order when you come up, and you got to be able to respond with that two runs, hopefully there in the sixth, if you're Jordan Kopp's squad.
Cole Alexander with a curveball down, low and away to Andrew Elwer. His brother's at first. One out, sixth inning, Blue Jays up. Ball sliced to right, Tippy in toward the line. He can't catch it. Plays it on a bounce. Tries to make a quick, hard throw to second to get a force. It's late. And Delta St. John's has runners at first and second. Not sure if Tippy just got a slow jump on the ball, misread it. Looked like off the bat he was going to be within range of catching that while jogging toward the right field line. But nonetheless, it's a single for the Blue Jays. Andrew Elwer, the Elwers are aboard. First and second, D.H. Maddox Krager steps in. Alexander throws it down in the dirt for a ball.
You know, it's funny, Jack, as I talked at the top of this broadcast of how important the 3-9 holes were for Delphus. They haven't done anything. They haven't got a hit yet today, let alone got on base. Has any of these Delphus 4-9 guys, any one of these guys, to crack a ball in the gap here?
Here is a bluff throw back to second. Tippy very deep and right for Krager. He was not quite this deep for the previous hitter, but couldn't make the play on the humpback liner that was toward the right field line. Here's a fly out to center off the bat of Krager. Good hustle by Cam Elwer, who tags, and he speeds into third.
Yeah, I love that, because now it creates that obvious first and third situation that's somewhere much more paramount in high school than, you know, the college and the MLB level. You could do a box steal, you know, a passed ball gets you home, and, you know, Elwer's got that elite speed, so it's the right thing to do here.
Two down, two away for the Blue Jays. Runners at first and third. We're in the top of the sixth. Quickly played game. Only about an hour and 14 minutes in the books. Pitch runner down at first for Delta St. John's.
It's getting hot late in the game, too. Last thing you want to have it is a ball hit in the gap and your pitcher pull a muscle, you know, with that 2-0 lead. You want to get Andrew a little bit of shade before he's got to go back out there and pitch the sixth inning.
Hank Walpole, pinch running at first. There are two out for Delta St. John's, top of the sixth. Blue Jays lead 2-0. They've cracked a couple of hits here in the inning. Runners on the corners. Alexander out of the stretch. Fires to the plate, curveball in, I thought it was in and over, but it's around the inside corner and called a ball by the plate umpire, and it's 1-0 on Fitro. Two down, Delphus, top of the sixth, that's wide, and it's two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on deck, junior first baseman Logan Duncan. Runners at the corners. Let's see if the pinch runner might be going. This is a pitch that's got to be over the plate. Oh, it's way off the outside corner through the left-hand batter's box. And what a great save by Bowser, the Indians catcher.
Yeah, that was a nice play.
3-0, 3-0 on the hitter for Delphus St. John's, who's probably taking right here. Mm-hmm. And it's a strike at the knees on the outside corner, 3-1.
And I feel like the pinch runner, if you're going to take a guy of Andrew Elworth's caliber out, you're probably not putting anything on here in a first and third situation, I feel like. So they're just going to have a pass ball or a hit or an error or something to score that Elworth from third.
3-1 on Fitro. Throw to first, runner back. Walpole, pinch running. Parked at third is a Delphus St. John's Blue Jay who leads down the line. It is Cam Elwer, and the hitter at the plate, Fitro, watches ball four. Loaded up for Blue Jays. Two away. We're in the top of the sixth. 2-0 lead, Delphus St. John's. And here's Jordan Kopp, head coach Newton, headed toward the mound, breaking the action. 2-0, Delphus St. John's. Sacks are clogged. Two out, top of the sixth, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, after a very short conference on the mound, the new hitter for Delphus St. John's, Logan Duncan. It's a line fly to right, hit pretty hard, but right at Austin Tippy. He's camped, and he makes the catch head high, and the top of the sixth is over for Delphus. 2-0 lead, Blue Jays. Bottom of the sixth upcoming. Newton bats here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We are now in the bottom of the sixth. Newton batting, trailing 2-0. Andrew Elwer has sparkled. He's got a fine shutout working. He's allowed five hits. No balls, two strikes on the Indians' first hitter, Rhett Kofer. Open stance at the plate. Good hitter, fine speed. Ball off the outside corner, one and two. Andrew Elwer continues to get ahead with first pitch strike, batter after batter. That's been his recipe for success. Breaking ball, Kofer swings over the top, strike three. Another fine curve delivered by Andrew Elwer. Kofer K's. Elwer struck out two last inning, one the inning before, one in the prior inning, also a K in the first. Here is Austin Tippy. Swings from the right side. Big, tall, 6 foot, 4 inch right-handed batter headed to Thomas Moore to pitch. And it's a ball down, one ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Tippy.
And this is obviously, Jack, too, the critical juncture of the game with that Kofer strikeout. You're through the heart of the order if you're new, and it's not do or die, but it's critical that you scratch across at least one here.
Tippy led off the fourth. He bats second here in the sixth. He was up with a man on in the first and struck out. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Strike two. He looked at it. It was right over. Wow, the percentage of strikes to balls for Andrew Elwer, it's got to be 3 or 4 to one. He has been on his game. It's a hook to Tippy. Strike three swinging. He had his number. You knew it was coming. A curveball. It was a brilliant pitch by Andrew Elwer. A sweeper, hard diving curve down and away. Tippy stepped in the bucket just a little bit and missed it. He's out on strikes. Here's Will Bowser. Two down for Newton, bottom of the sixth. Fitro sets up on the outside corner, and it's just off the edge of the plate for a ball.
And Tippy struck out three times today.
Yep, he sure has. In fact, he had a bad district final, at least two Ks, against Fayetteville Perry. There's a pitch wide off the corner, 2-0 on Bowser. 2-0 lead, Delphi St. John's, bottom of the sixth. Fitro sets up on the outside corner, and Elwer hits it, swing and a miss with the batter. Two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Bowser. Third baseman for Delphi St. John's is deep. Outfield shifted slightly left, inside, change up, the ball, 3-1.
Bowser does have a hit back in the first inning. That was the play where he tried to score Kofer.
Very few three-ball counts for Andrew Elwer on the bump for Delphi St. John's. And this curveball hangs high. It didn't quite follow through enough, and it missed the inside corner for ball four. So Bowser's aboard. Brooks Flory steps in. Two hits so far in this game for Flory, the freshman second baseman for Newton. Runner aboard at first, Bowser. Elwer stretching, Duncan holding the runner at first. Throw over there by Elwer. Beautiful scene here at Cedarville.
Absolutely.
Immaculate complex, beautifully groomed. A colorful regional championship, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Here's a bouncing ball and one hop to the mound. Easy play for Elwer. A toss on to first, and the sixth is over for Newton. 2-0, Delphi St. John's. We head to the seventh. A sea of red and black dotting the embankment down the left field line, representing Newton. They're on the slope, off the field of play, viewing a lot of blue and gold down below in the grandstands behind home, directly beneath us. Blue sky overhead. And a gorgeous green playing field here at Cedarville. And a bright blue outfield fence. And the weather has cooperated, and it has been an excellent regional championship game. 2-0, Delphi St. John's. We head to the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning.
Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. And he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Oh, a little What a Night bumper music as we come back to Cedarville. What a well-pitched game by both hurlers. Andrew Elwer for Delphi St. John's, Cole Alexander for Newton. Alexander behind, two balls, no strikes, and the first hitter for Delphus here in the top of the seventh. A swing, a one-chopper to resides at third. He fields on to Kofor at first for the out. And Jackson Weikert is retired 5-3. And here's Aiden Swick. Five hits in this game for Delphus St. John's. They came clustered in two innings. Single, triple, triple to start the fourth. A couple base hits were wasted two innings later. The two runs in the fourth by the Blue Jays hope to stand up for the visiting team, which bats with one out here in the top of the seventh. And it's a ball and a strike on Swick, who hits from the right side. Both pitchers have thrown gems. We know that in the pregame, we thought it would be a tightly played, low-scoring contest, and that is just the case.
Absolutely, and it's really interesting, you know, as you watch this ball game in Delphus, and we talked about, you know, the 3-9, it started with Andrew Elwer on down, how much they carried the offense yesterday because McLean and Cam Elwer struggled. Well, it's the top three today. It's McLean, Cam Elwer, and Andrew Elwer. They've been carrying this team here so far.
Here is the 3-1 pitch to the Delphi St. John's hitter, Swick. And he skies one to center. Center fielder for Newton in over to his right. And it is caught by Garrison Hughes, a lazy fly ball. There are two down for Delphi St. John's, top of the seventh inning. Here is Lindemann stepping in now. Two flyouts to center for Swick and a strikeout. Lindemann, a ground ball to short and a fly to left. And he is hit by a pitch and he's aboard. Turns over the lineup for Delphi St. John's. Here comes Tyce McLean, who has flown out to right, lined to right, and singled. Let's see if head coach Jerry Jackson has something in order here. A runner at first. Marion would like to sneak home a third run in the top of the seventh. There are two out.
Second baseman, number two.
Long stare down at third by McLean, the hitter, before he steps in the box. He's got the sign from Coach Jackson. Lead at first by Lindemann. Pitch to the plate. Curveball fouled to the screen. No balls, a strike, nothing in one.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to be on here from Delphus. I think they're just kind of going to trust, you know, you got McLean, Cam, Andrew Elworth. It's been all the offense pretty much today for Delphus. They're going to, you know, they're going to put something in play. They're going to trust their guys, which I think is the right situation compared to where we are in the game.
Pitch to McLean, yes. Outside corner, waist high. Good pitch by Alexander. Nothing in two on the batter. We'll run down for you in a moment. What's at stake for the winner of this game? State Final Four coming up next week, beginning Thursday. Through the end of the weekend at Canton and Akron, low outside curve to McLean, and it's two strikes and a ball on him. 2-0 lead, Delphi St. John's, top of the seventh. Two out, runner at first. Cole Alexander's gone the distance, pitched very well. High fastball, even up, 2-2. Two runs, five hits, no errors, Delphus. No runs, five hits, no errors, Newton. The winner will play in the state final four, the state semis, next Friday at 10 at Canton against the winner of tomorrow's Northeast Regional Final at Oberlin between Kedron Central and Tiffin Calvert.
The runner goes on this 3-2 pitch here.
Three balls, two strikes, 3-2, two outs. Man on first for the Blue Jays will be taking off. Alexander, knowing that, throws to first, safe. Back into the box is Tyce McLean, very speedy right-hand batter. One of the fine basketball players on the state championship Blue Jays team. There's a high curveball, and there are two on. Ball four, way out of the zone. Two walk in succession for Delphus St. John's with two out here in the top of the seventh. And that will bring up Cam Elwer, not so sure that Newton's Cole Alexander on the bump wanted to deal with a couple of Elwers in a row here with two aboard. Hit batsman and a walk.
Combined four of six. Alexander's at 103 pitches on the day.
Alexander fires. Cam Elwer hits a pop foul over the screen behind the plate. And he pumps that right fist as if to say, ooh, I wanted that pitch. I liked it. I was almost on it. Just got under it a smidgen and fouled it back. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Cam Elwer. A triple, a single so far in this game. There's a bluff throw back to second. Critical juncture. Newton can't afford to give up any more. Indians down 2-0, top of the seventh. Here's the pitch by Alexander to Cam Elwer. It's in the dirt, low and away, 1-1 count. 1-1. Fort Loramie got him out three times in four trips yesterday with a lot of off-speed stuff. Elwer back in the box. Cam tilts the bat above the right shoulder. Hits a hard line drive into left field about 20 feet fair. It's a hit. It's going to score one. Cam Elwer turns first, digs to second. Runner on first is at third. And the man on second base, Braden Lindemann, scores for the third run for Delphus St. John's. A big insurance tally. It all happens with two out in the top of the seventh inning. Hit batsman, walk, and a rifle shot single to left off the bat of Cam Elwer. What a day for him at the plate. A triple and two singles.
And, yeah, I was going to say, he's actually, yeah, a triple, single, almost double, too. But anyway, it's like when you go to the Redskins Studios, walks will hunt thing. After someone gets on base, walks hunt right there. And Elwer, you know, just the wrong part of the order to walk. The nine guy walking Tyce McLean, and Cam Elwer, third hit of the day.
Here's a check swing, inside corner strike, 1-1 on the new hitter, Andrew Elwer. I overlooked the fact, Brandon, that the hitter Cam Elwer sped around first, and he hustled into second, credit him with a two-bagger, low outside pitch, gets away from Bowser, it rolls out of the dirt area, into the grass toward the Newton dugout. Bowser pounces on it, two balls a strike, 2-1 on Andrew Elwer, single, double, triple in this game, 3-for-4.
Newton's got some action. Colt Brewer warming in the bullpen for them.
Here is the stretch. The pitch by Cole Alexander fouled out of play to the right off the bat of Andrew Elwer. The count is two balls, two strikes. Another base hit means two more runs, and that would give Delphus St. John's a significant 5-0 lead. It's 3-0 here. 2-2 pitch, Andrew Elwer. Curveball had him reaching. Strike three. Good breaker thrown by Cole Alexander. He pitched well. Complete game for him so far. He has allowed six hits and a number of strikeouts. Fine outing for Cole Alexander. But his club is behind. Indians have not scored so far in this game. and come to bat for the final time in the bottom of the seventh with Delta St. John's on top by a 3-0 count on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hitters 6, 7, 8, 9 for Newton as we start the bottom of the seventh inning. A ball and two strikes on the first man up in the frame. It's Will Weber who swings on a 1-2 pitch and it's a breaking ball off the label over the head of Cam Elward short. It's into left center for a single. Big base knock for Weber. And both teams now have 6 hits in this game. Newton is not going down without a challenge. They are putting some pressure on. Runner aboard. No one out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Delta St. John's 3. Newton nothing. Here's Brady Plyman. 6 hits each way. 5 of Delta's 6 hits from the 2 Elwers. 3 from Cam and 2 from Andrew. And here is Brady Plyman from the left side for Newton. Hitting from the left side, Plyman stepped in the box, stepped out, runner at first. Big insurance run scored by Delta St. John's in the top of the seventh to make it a 3-0 count. Pitch to Plyman, just missed, high and away, a ball.
And they got Evanston Hemphill in a run. You know, Newton's going to kill the DH. And with Weber, who's had some decent at-bats.
Here is Plyman, who has singled in this game so far. He's got one of the 6 base knocks for Newton. Low and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Tension begins to mount. 2-0 on the Newton batter. Runner at first. No one out. Bottom of the seventh. St. John's leads 3-0. Pitch to Plyman. Is fouled out of play. Looped down the left field line. Between the bullpen and the end of the dugout, beyond the fence. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Marion Local was beaten today. Versailles also lost. Marion Local in a D6 regional semi. Versailles in a D5 regional final. There's a ball squibbed to short. It's got funny spin on it. Fielding, shortstop, Cam Elwer, throw to second, force out. Relay to first, in the dirt, gets away. Batter runner dashes to second. E6 on the throw, or should I say E4 on the turn.
E4, yep.
McLean on the turn at second makes the mistake. But there is an out recorded at second. That's the big thing for the Blue Jays. Plyman is down at second. He advanced on to second base on the poor throw. And here is Garrison Hughes from the right side. He hits a hard ground ball to third. Third baseman backs up a step, fields cleanly. Long throw to first. Nice stretch, but Duncan out. Man on second, advance to third. Newton's down to one out. Good, solid play at third base by Jackson Wiekert of Delphi St. John's. Hughes is out 5-3. And here is Carson resides. And the last thing you want to do if you're Andrew Elwer is allow Newton to turn that batting order.
Exactly.
You don't let him turn that batting order around. Don't want that. You've got to retire resides with two down, runner third. Bottom of the seventh, Delphi St. John's up by a count of 3-0.
And Reside's only hit in this regional was a bunt hit that was mishandled by Rushi yesterday. He struck out twice in this game here today.
Here's a curveball. It is pulled foul at third. It was off the handle, and it nearly nipped the runner. Playman at third base was in foul ground. He avoided being hit by the ball. It was foul all the way by 3 or 4 feet off the bat of Resides. Wasn't hit sharply. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Delphi St. John's up 3-0. There's a high fastball, 1-1 on Resides. Blue Jay crowd wants a strike called on every pitch.
Tension builds at two outs. You want to get that last out so bad.
You can't blame them. Here's the 1-1 offering, a curve, dubbed over the mound. Oh, in is Cam Elwer. He was up for the light hitting batter late in the order. He fields cleanly in the grass and throws on to first to retire the batter by two or three steps, and that's it. A good breaking ball to end the game. Resides was on top of it, and he tapped it to short. Cam Elwer with the game-ending assist at short. He had three hits at the plate, a single, double, triple. He pitched a gem yesterday against Fort Loramie, and the Delphi St. Johns are the Division 7 Southwest Region champs, turning back Newton by a score of 3-0. And the Blue Jays will play next Friday at 10 at Canton against either Kidron Central or Tiffin Calvert. We'll return with more from here at Cedarville in a few minutes on scorersbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Stigabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Regional runners-up presentations being made to the Newton Indians, who fall to Delphin St. John's here today 3-0. 3 runs, 6 hits, an error for the winning team. No runs, 6 hits, no errors for Newton. Beautifully pitched game, as Andrew Elwer on the bump was stellar. Cam Elwer had 3 hits, a single, double, and a triple. And it winds up a 3-0 finish. Great pitching by Delphin St. John's here in the regional, as the Blue Jays hurlers, the two Elwers, through 14 innings, give up just a single run. Hey, we're now your new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We found out from you just what you want. We've delivered Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, featuring fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market on the other end of town. North Fort Loramie is the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind the market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the market. Gas pumps, always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Also in Fort Loramie, thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. You will smile, we will style. Beautiful hair, thanks to beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It is our experience and your style. We will help you make it happen. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Now we ask the captains to please come forward for the presentation.
Of the captains of the Delphin St. John's Blue Jays, and it's a host of young men, seniors on the squad, who accept the regional championship trophy. They are joined by the remainder of the roster along the first baseline, and they celebrate. Well done by the Blue Jays of Delta St. John's, who win today over Newton by a score of 3-0. What a year for the Indians. 23-5 on the campaign. A dynamite campaign for the Newton Indians, coached by Jordan Kopp in year number 10. Stellar season for Newton, which defeated Rushi yesterday by a score of 5-1. Outstanding year for the Indians, who finished second behind Arcanum in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. We salute Newton. We'll take a look at the Indians roster here momentarily. As Brandon, we get your thoughts on this regional tournament. First of all, what a spectacle. Great facility here at Cedarville. Glad they hosted again for year number two. And it turned out to be terrific weather. And three fine games, with Delphus St. John's being crowned the regional champ.
Yeah, I mean, Delphus come in kind of as the favorite, and they proved why. Andrew and Cameron O were, you know, today and yesterday respectively, pitched very well. Obviously, give up one run between those two. That's pretty great. But it was a team effort. I mean, that is a total team effort from Delphus. You know, like I said, McLean and Camp. Excuse me. McLean and Cam Elwer did not hit yesterday. And today, the offense struggled outside of the top three. The offense didn't do anything, but they did their part yesterday to ensure them to get to this point today. And then great pitching performances from the brothers Cameron and Andrew. And that's a team effort. That's a team. Like I said, it's been the year of the Elwer, and they're marching on to another state tournament. And Cameron especially going to make his mark heard. I'm sure he'll be getting the ball Friday at 10 a.m. And for Newton, I mean, great season for them. This is a group that I know has been kind of heralded, especially the senior group since they've been freshmen. They knocked on the door for years, not even getting past the district finals, but they finally made it to the regionals and won a game. You know, they knocked Rushi off their horse. You know, Rushi's been running this regional for the past 4 or 5 years, and they knocked them off their horse. That's a big confidence builder for your program going forward if you're Jordan Kopp, something you can build off of and add to in the future.
Four Newton, three very good seniors graduate. Second, third, fourth hitters in the order, Rhett Kofer, Austin Tippy, Will Bowser. They graduate from Newton. They were major contributors. Other seniors, Evanston Hemphill, a senior, Brenson Skinner, a 12th grader. Carson Resides, a senior. Three critical seniors who played just about every inning that graduate. There is a core on this club that comes back, including outstanding junior pitcher Cole Alexander, who threw very well here today. Freshman Brooks Florey, a rock-solid second baseman.
Yeah.
He returns in this game today. Newton started five seniors, two juniors, two sophomores, a freshman. It'll be a very good team again in 2027.
Yeah, absolutely. And having Alexander, with how the tournament's formatted anymore, having Alexander coming back is huge alone in terms of the pitching. Got to be able to develop a second guy. Florey showed his way through the regional. He had three hits the last 2 days, so he played really nice. Obviously, they lose a lot of pieces, you know, losing Kofer, losing Tippy. You know, Florey's got to probably fill that spot. They lose Will Bowser, got to find a new catcher. Will Weber's gone today. He had a hit. Brady Plyman, was Brady Plyman a senior, Jack?
No.
Okay, so he comes back. There's someone that had a hit today. So there's people, you know, lose Carson Resides, got to find a new third baseman. But there's pieces, and they've been in the upper echelon of that Western Ohio Athletic Conference since its inception. So, I mean, there's an opportunity for them to come back next year, and everything's wide open. You know, Rushi and Lormie have now kind of, you know, have run this regional for the past decade, and now they've got some company. They've got some people that are really wanting to challenge them.
And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens next week at Canton Thurman Munson Stadium, Friday at 10 a.m. This winter here today, Delphus St. John's takes on the winner of a regional championship tomorrow at Oberlin between Kidron Central and Tiffin Calvert. And if Calvert wins that game, you've got a headliner at 10 o'clock
Absolutely.
Next Friday morning between Delphi St. John's and Tiffin Calvert, which has been ranked number one most of the year in high school baseball in Division VII here in the state of Ohio. Oh, what a marquee matchup that would be next Friday. And we'd like to, if possible, get a comment or two from Delphi St. John's head coach Jerry Jackson. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. There is a chance. There is a chance. We will be at Canton and Akron following Delphus, which doesn't have a home broadcast station or online outlet. We could very well be covering for Delphus next weekend up at Canton and Akron. Stay tuned to the website. We'll finalize details over the next couple days. In the meantime, we'll return and comment more for you on this regional championship game here today. One with Delphi St. John's, 3-0 over Newton on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Well, we just started to run out of battery, so we had to plug in our laptop. Thus, you might get a little bit of a buzz in the background from the circuitry here in the press box. We were just about ready to lose juice. So we plugged in the battery, and we have returned after commercial to tell you that Delphi St. John's has defeated Newton by a score of 3-0 to win the Division VII Southwest Region Championship. 3 runs, 6 hits, an error for Delphi, no runs, 6 hits, and I've got 1 error for Newton. Not sure if that's correct. I thought they were errorless in this game. That may have been a mistake in handwriting by Jack. Each team had 6 hits for Delphi St. John's. Dice McLean a single. Cam Elwer hitting second in the lineup. triple, single, double. Andrew Elwer batting third, tripled and singled in this game. Two runs scored by Delphi St. John's in the fourth. When Tyce McClain opened the frame with a single, Cam Elwer tripled. Andrew Elwer tripled. First time all season I covered a game when we had back-to-back triples. Then Delphi St. John's added a run in the seventh inning, a big two-bagger by Cam Elwer plated a run. Blue Jays threatened in the sixth with two hits and a sac fly, moving Elwer to third but did not score. Newton Indians had six hits. Masterful pitching job in this game by Andrew Elwer, who spaced him out. He threw strike one first pitch time and time again in this game. Didn't have a whole lot of K's. A strikeout in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth, two in the fifth, two in the sixth, and none in the seventh. He allowed Newton to put the ball in play, and there weren't many hard-hit balls. Newton did get six hits. Rhett Cofer, a single in the first inning. Will Bowser singled in the first. That was a big defensive play in this game, turned in by Delphi St. John's. When Newton tried to draw first blood in the bottom of the first inning, a single with two out and a runner at second. Rhett Cofer tried to score. What a throw from center field by Braden Klaus of Delphi St. John's, right on the money to his catcher, Fitro, to nail Cofer. And Newton was denied the first run of the game in the bottom of the first inning. A leadoff single by Flory for Newton was wasted in the second. A two-out base hit by Flory, wasted in the fourth. Leadoff single by Brady Plyman in the fifth. Nothing doing. Leadoff base hit Will Weber in the seventh. And nothing after that. So clutch pitching by the hurler for Delphi St. John's, Andrew Elwer. He was money in the bank today. He and Cam were outstanding over the two-game regional tournament stretch as they limited the opposition to just one single run. And Delphi St. John's advances to 19-7 on the year and will play in the state semifinal next Friday at 10 at Canton against the winner of the game between Kid Run Central and Tiffin Calvert. That's tomorrow at 2 up at Oberlin. Keep abreast of the scores. Broadcast.com website will update you over the next two or three days on our baseball broadcast schedule. Next week, we may be following the Blue Jays at Canton and Akron. Delphi St. John's does not have a home radio station or online outlet for baseball, so we may be there and broadcasting the Blue Jays and cheering them on. We'll return with more in just a few minutes from here at Cedarville. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success.
Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Well, so many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com to Osgood Bank, locally owned and operated. Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, offering five convenient locations: Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and in Rushi now at 207 West Main. Osgood Bank pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and bring banking services back to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Celebration ensues down in right field among fans, parents, players, coaches, representing the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, who here today have defeated Newton by a score of 3-0, beat Fort Loramie yesterday by a count of 8-1. Delta St. John's off to the state final four next Friday at 10. It's at Canton, Thurman Munson Stadium, the opponent to be determined, either Kidron Central or Tiffin Calvert. And I tell you what, Delta St. John's, Brandon, did it in grand style. Well pitched, timely hitting, fine speed, good athleticism, and a number of clutch plays on defense.
Yeah, just a clean overall regional for them. I mean, you could tell they were head and toes the best team here both these days, compared to the other three. The other three, obviously, very good, respectable programs, but Delphus, it's their time. Coach Jackson will come up here. He's going to talk to some local guys. He'll come up and give us an interview. But, we're pleased to cover them the last couple of days. Like I said, it's been the year of the L word. So, I know I stated that a couple times here today. So, it was a great team effort, this whole regional, and I'll bang on that drum again. I think, baseball is such a team sport in some ways. You know, I know you can get the dominant pitching, which is so huge, but, that team effort 1-9 was just so present yesterday. Wasn't as much today, but, man, they pitched well, played perfect defense, and they deserve it. So congratulations to Delphus, and that's going to be an interesting state. Newark Catholic lost today in their Sweet 16 game.
They played South Webster.
They did. They lost to South Webster. Montpelier playing Lipstick. You know, there's some teams out there that are pretty good. Tiffin Calvert's been kind of banging on the door of, they can get to the state semis, but can they get to the state final type thing? You know, they've kind of struggled with that, and they're a team that, you know, is kind of in line, and not saying earned it, but man, you know, they're banging on the doorstep for a possible state title. So it'll be a fun D7 regional, like it'll, or state, like it always is.
Unless the OHSAA site was mistaken, that Northeast Regional Championship is tomorrow at 2, and if that is indeed the case, and that website post was accurate, it's been there for several days, Tuesday, Thursday this week, for the Oberlin D7 Northeast Regional. That means that Delta St. John's can make a trip up north, and guess what? Take a look at their opponent for next Friday and tomorrow in a game at Oberlin.
Yeah, and probably not the pitcher they're going to see, but they can at least get a look, you know, lineup-wise, what they're going to see possibly. So, hey, getting a read on a team, it's better than reading some scouting report from, you know, BFE or wherever. So I think that's something nice, too, just seeing a team play, and you have an idea, are they going to bunt, you know, what guys are putting balls in the gap, are they hitting the off-speed well, are they struggling with whatever, you know, what kind of defense do they play, what happens in a first and third. That's something that can win you a game, especially a tight game. It's just attention to detail.
And as you said, Tiffin Calvert has been a very formidable opponent throughout the tournament last several seasons. It's a school that actually sits in the far northeast corner of the Northwest District, but often chooses that Northwest District pod, which feeds the Northeast region.
Yep.
And they're usually a high enough seed, they're able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you have those options, like Delphus had that option this year, you know, everything's changed with, you know, everything has changed with the seven divisions and where teams go, and so it's all kind of a new kind of idea, thinking where could it best fit our team, you know, to possibly get state if you're one of those high seeds, you know, possibly like Adolphus or something like that. So
I think we see Coach Jackson coming as they have finally broken up the celebration in the right field area beyond the right side of the ball diamond. Here at Cedarville, the celebration has concluded. It's dispersing, and what a treat for the Delphus community. Delphus St. John's Blue Jays won the state title in D7 basketball, and just two wins away from taking home all the marbles in Division 7 baseball. And we'll talk with Delphus St. John's head coach Jerry Jackson in just a few minutes. He played all three major sports at Delta St. John's when he was in high school, graduated in 1985. He's had outstanding teams over the years at Delta St. John's. The 2023 team went 21-10, lost to St. Henry, 8-5 in the regional finals. Another very good club, 2011. That team, 17-5, lost to New Middletown Springfield in the state semis. This team, probably, if not the best, certainly very close. And we'll talk with Coach Jackson of Delta St. John's, which defeated Newton here today 3-0 to take home the Southwest Division 7 regional title on scorersbroadcast.com.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer at Cedarville University on Scores Broadcast. We might have an opportunity here in the next minute to catch up with Blue Jays head coach Jerry Jackson. Hope so. If we don't see him come around the corner from the dugout headed our way in the next moment or so, we will be signing off. 3-0 win. Delta St. John's takes the Southwest Division 7 Regional Championship by defeating the Newton Indians. 3-0, the final score. We'll take a 1 or 2 minute break and then sign off if we can't catch up with Coach Jackson. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, this is Jack Kramer on ScoresBroadcast.com. Still here. Delta St. John's has beaten Newton by a score of 3-0 to win the Southwest Division 7 Regional Championship. 3-0 win for the Blue Jays, who are on to the state Final Four. And the media have come out of the woodwork. They have celebrated with the St. John's Blue Jays, the fans, the players, the coaches, in right field here at Cedarville University for the last 15 to 20 minutes. I'm privileged to be joined by Jerry Jackson, head coach of the Blue Jays, who has been coaching for over 30 years at Delta St. John's, various sports, 1985 grad, played the three major sports at Delta St. John's, excelled on the baseball diamond just as your club has excelled throughout the season here in 2026. Jerry, it was a team effort, bottom of the order, hit the cover off the ball yesterday in beating Fort Loramie. Today, in the top of the order, which had all six hits, the Elwers went 5 for 6. Congrats to you and your coaching staff. Absorb some of the credit. You led the charge, and your players responded. Thank you so much. Great year for Delta St. John's baseball and basketball on the heels of the state title in D7 on the basketball floor last March. Way to go.
Correct, yes. These group of guys that I have on the team, and I was waiting for about a month for about 8 of them to show up. So I knew they had a good run in basketball, and I was patient. We were going to wait for them to finish what they were going to go after, and obviously they won the whole darn thing. But we got them here. We put them to work. It was a slow process. The way the spring was in Northwest Ohio, it was hard. It was tough to get games in, maybe 3 in 1 week.
Right.
There was weeks we were only playing 2 games. So we're a little bit behind the ball, 8-ball, with the amount of games that we want to see at this point. But every game that we're putting in now is obviously getting bigger and bigger, and winning obviously takes us to the state tournament now. So just happy with the kids, and we've got some more work to do.
Fairly early on in the campaign this spring, you played Coldwater, which eventually won the MAC. You beat them over the span of 2 dates. It was a suspended game because of weather. You were leading, came back, finished them off. That was a huge headliner win for you. They talk about big victories along the way. Now, what were high water marks? When did you know you had a club that could go very deep in this tournament?
It's one of those things. The players that were coming back from last year's team, we got beat by Mr. 1-0 in the district finals, and they go on and win the whole thing.
Right.
I knew our pitching was set up to come back from last year, so these kids just knew. I think they know what it takes to win.
Yep.
Obviously, they've shown it on the basketball field, on a court, and now they can take that over onto the field. And I just think they've got a lot of confidence. They trust each other. They're teammates. They work well together, and they just kind of feed off each other. So it was a formula that I think was going to work. We just had to get them through halfway through the season, get them some at-bats. We were trying to build arm strength throughout the year. Obviously, with Cam and Andrew throwing these last 2 days, they've ate up. They threw over 100 pitches, roughly. And so I think we got them at the point where I'm hoping we're peaking at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
was a process.
Okay, you summed up the secrets to success very well right there, trusting each other, hard work, playing as a team, knowing what it takes to win. That is so critical. That was so evident on the basketball floor. You mentioned your pitching. My goodness, the curveballs were outstanding. It's been a long time since I've seen in the small school high school baseball quality curveball pitching. It was elite. Pitching backwards, first pitch, curveball, strike.
Yeah.
Maybe second pitch, curveball, strike. When the hitter believed that he knew the second one had to be a fastball,
right,
and it still was not a fastball, and the curveballs were so beautifully placed down in the zone, inside edge, outside edge. Wow. I don't know if you're responsible for helping instruct and teach some of that, but your coaching staff deserves some credit. A great job.
Yeah, certainly. We've got some, our pitching coach and our our catching coach.
Highlight those folks by name.
Oh, Aaron Sherman. He's one of my varsity coaches. And Gavin Fitro. He was a former catcher under me about 5 years ago. And that's his brother that's behind the plate right now. So those two right now work hand in hand together. They are going over all pitch sequences. They talk about each batter, what they did previously to that batter, what kind of pitches we threw and when. So obviously we're trying to keep hitters off balance, and we're also talking to our pitcher that's on the mound and just giving him feedback on where he needs to locate if we're going to throw fastballs this next time around.
And such terrific team speed. It's the fastest D7 team I've ever seen. Lickety split around the bases. And the defensive gems your club turned in this regional. Wow. It was outstanding.
I know. We've seen this. It's been like this all year. Our defense really helps our pitchers. If they get a hitter on, I feel confident they will either maybe have a possibility of turning a double play, which is the pitcher's best friend when it comes down to terminology. But this defense is really good, and the guys that we have in that lineup helping those pitchers win to defend and get outs, it's phenomenal. And I'm very, very blessed to have a group of kids that can defend well.
And you virtually began the game against Newton with a terrific play, a throw from the center fielder Klaus to Fitro behind the plate to knock off one of Newton's fastest runners, Kofor, trying to score from second on a single. Great play in center field, charging the ball, not playing too deep to begin with. Throw right on the money, well received by Fitro. Great tag at the plate, out, and that kind of set the tone for your club and your defense the rest of the evening.
It did. Braden Klaus is our center fielder, and he did a great job closing that gap. When he knew the ball was on the ground, he right then just took off, picked that ball up on the fly, and then throws a dart right to home plate. If we don't get that out, I don't know where this game will go from there. I'm sure it would have gotten tight, but hey, we're gonna enjoy this W and get ready for our next opponent.
Now, you make a good point. If Newton scores there, batter runner is parked out at second.
Yep.
They get another hit. Who knows? Newton might have scored two in that first inning. But it takes all phases of baseball to win. Mm-hmm. Pitching, defense, offense, great combination, super team effort. We'll slice up this interview conversation and perhaps use it next week in advance of your state semifinal game on Friday. As I understand, the Oberlin Northeast Regional Final is tomorrow.
Correct.
At 2 o'clock. It's at Oberlin.
Yep.
Kidron Central, Tiffin Calvert gives the Southwest champ an opportunity to go take a peek and scout.
Absolutely. We're planning on being there. So we want to get home tonight. We're going to celebrate a little bit, and then we're going to go back to work tomorrow and get ready for our opponent.
Mm-hmm. And I'll talk to Athletic Director Todd Schulte. Yep. It's our hope that we can follow Delta St. John's up at Canton and Akron next Friday and Saturday, 1 week from Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
In the Division 7 Final Four. Coach Sherry Jackson,
thank you
so, so much. Thanks
You're
a lot. Have a safe trip back home.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jack.
Gary Jackson, head coach, Delta St. John's Blue Jays, 12 years coaching baseball, outstanding team. His club went 21-10 in 2023, 17-5 in 2011. A great year here. Now, let's see, by my count, 19-7 coming through the tough Midwest Athletic Conference. Keep abreast of our website over the next few days. We'll try to finalize whether or not we can broadcast from Canton and Akron next week and cover the Delta St. John's Blue Jays. Thanks, Brandon Coverman, for tracking down Coach Jackson in deep right field in this celebration here at Cedarville. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. It's always fun. Baseball regional is a great time. Beginning of summer. You know, and the weird thing is, too, Jack, I always say this is weird about the baseball regional compared to, you know, other sports. It's these, especially for seniors, you're graduated for 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
You know, you're still playing baseball. You're still playing for your school. That's something that I don't think people really look into because it gets so wonky. The football playoffs are in October, November, December, way far away from graduation. You know, you're getting towards the tail end of the school year for basketball in March. But baseball, it's just, it's so hard to keep focused because kids have jobs. Mm-hmm. There's summer break. You're not in your routine. You're playing at 2 o'clock. You're playing at 5. You're playing at 10 in the morning. You're doing things just kind of a little out of sorts. You know, the practices are just a little bit of a different vibe. You know, you're sitting there, and now you're sweating your butt off in a cutoff instead of the first week of practice where you're all bundled up inside, or, you know, you're freezing your behind off or anything like that. So it's just, it's so much fun this time of year when you get to see the dog piles, when you get to see teams celebrating going to the state tournament. It's always so much fun.
You have said it so well. Inside information from you having experienced it all that not too long ago.
Yeah, and then you think of the other things, and you got to do this for basketball and football too, but the hotels and everything, and it's hard. You know, in a city like Akron, you know, it's harder to get a hotel. You know, I remember 4 years ago going with Rushi how hard it was to get a hotel. I know for some parents, let alone, you know, because you have gaps and, you know, you're not in Dayton like it is for basketball where we can drive back home, you know, that next night. That's a 3.5-hour drive. It's not easy on the kids. But also the fun thing is the tournament experience. The fun thing of being in a low-level division is going up and watching these other teams play. And I just remember watching some future college and minor league prospects and stuff just blazing 92 on the gun, and that's so much fun, the camaraderie and everything. So it's great. And basically you have a similar mindset in the regionals that you do at the state. You know, I'm sure Cam's going to pitch, and if Delphus is on top, they're going to flip to Andrew at the state. So just kind of got to have that same mindset.
So many thanks to the driver of the bus for Delphus St. John's.
Waiting.
Yeah, he hung close. He was parked not far from the press box behind home plate. The bus was darn near completely full except for head coach Jerry Jackson. Thanks to Brandon Coverman for tracking Coach Jackson down. He came up, had a chance to spend some time with us before we officially sign off. Well, after this game is concluded. It's now 7:31. Game's been over for what, probably 45 minutes or so? Yeah, hour, 45-minute game, 3-0. Delphus St. John's wins it. Delphus has as good an opportunity as any club to win that Division 7 state tournament, no doubt about it. Tiffin Calvert stubbed its toe, as you say, knocking on the door many times. And Delphus St. John's is so well equipped in every phase of the game. We saw the defense really emerge here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Just very, very sound. Like I said, 1-9, like I said, they picked up the top of the order. The top of the order picked up the middle and bottom of the order today. And then just fantastic pitching. Of course, when you say you're going to give up one run in 2 days, you know who's going to win both games. So, I mean, that's pretty great, too, when you get good pitching from the Elwer brothers. But, man, they're going to have a nice, fun ride back to Delphus. Roll those windows down. Blare that music as you go on the interstate all the way up to Delphus. It's so much fun. I mean, just a blast. You know, I'm sure they're going to have some fire trucks greeting them back in at Delphus, and rightfully so. And I'd seen Cam's dad, Aaron, down there, who was the coach of the basketball team, and talked to him at an appointment who Jerry Jackson was. And people that didn't know this, Aaron Elwer was actually a college baseball player.
Oh.
He played at St. Francis with Spencer Cardonier.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, correct.
Interesting stuff. So. Mm-hmm. 3-0 final score. Delphus St. John's defeats Newton to take home the Division 7 Southwest Region Championship here at Cedarville University. Thanks so much to everybody from Cedarville who rolled out the red carpet for us. Site manager for the tournament, Andrew Heath from Cedarville. Thank you so, so much. Wow, what a complex, what an institution, what a scene. Great place for a regional championship in D7 baseball. Cedarville hosted last year, again this year, hopefully forevermore. Weather responded also. We're going to sign off, keep abreast of our broadcast schedule. Hopefully we can cover Delphi St. John's next Friday and Saturday up at Canton and Akron. It's going to be important for us to have internet access in our booth at Canton, also at Akron. That's going to be critical. We'll also visit the Delphus community in hopes of engaging with several sponsors that will help us pay the freight up at the state Final Four. We're assessed media fees to cover the state tournament. There are 21 games played in 3.5 days at two different sites, three in each of the seven divisions. And to cover two games, it will cost us. There will be an invoice that will have to be paid. So we will need additional sponsors. We'll be counting on the Delphus community for that. We'll spend time with the athletics department, including athletic director Todd Schulte, and visit again with head coach Jerry Jackson over the next few days in hopes of making that all happen. Because the Blue Jays don't have a home radio station for baseball or a home online outlet for baseball. In fact, we were the only live electronic presentation here today of this regional championship game. Jack Kramer for Brandon Coverman signing off from here at Cedarville. Final score once again, Delphi St. John's defeats Newton by a score of 3-0. Blue Jays advance to 19-7 on the year and will take on Kidron Central or Tiffin Calvert in the state semifinal D7 contest next Friday, 1 week from Friday at 10 a.m. at Canton. For Brandon Coverman, Jack Kramer saying good night, everybody, on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left, and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as